Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was Bananarama and French and Saunders with Help.
Well, yes, that was. Interesting fact, that was a 1993 Help song that was all money raised for comic relief back in the UK.
Bish's interesting fact today.
Thank you for waking up with the Hump Day Crew on a Wednesday morning, 6:30 till 9.
I'm sure you're more fulfilled after knowing that. You can go to bed at night tonight. Hump Day Health and Healing, it's about looking after you, your body, mind, soul and energy. And the best way to look after you is actually to get a massage. So you look after yourself, you feel relaxed. Make Your Partner Melt is a massage company. They've launched several couple massage programs, and one of them is for same-sex couples called the Seduction Massage Program. Now, Bish and Ads are out there being taught how to massage one another. They're of the same sex. They're two people, so that makes them a couple. And now we've got a few tips going up on our blog later on, so stay tuned for that. And to tell us all about the seduction massage, which I'm very intrigued by, surrounded by candles and all these
sort blindfolds. I've got a silk and satin blindfold here.
They grace us with gifts too. Good morning to Dennis and Emma.
Good morning.
You were out there taking the boys through a few tips. What are some of the questions you ask them couples that come in? Asking for a massage, really?
Well, we ask them if they massage each other, first of all, and then we ask them sort of what problems that they find when they massage each other. And we get a lot of, you know, my hands get tired after 5 minutes, or she's just not strong enough, I can't get a deep enough massage. So I get bored massaging, last 5 minutes.
Now, did you find a similar response from the boys?
Yeah, I did say that. She does get a bit tired when I massage her. I did say that. She was looking a bit tired, weren't you, Ads?
I was getting a bit bored.
I think you were getting a bit worn out, I think, with all the smiles.
Dennis, you came up with this concept at a really interesting point. Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Well, yeah, I got together with some friends over breakfast and they asked for tips on how to massage their partner. They already did massage on their partner and, you know, I got them to give me a couple of massage techniques, and it wasn't very good. So
now, apparently, you taught them well, and you ended up scoring yourself a wife. Who's sitting next to you right there?
So Den and I were just friends when he'd written the course, and he called me up one day and said, "Look, I've written this couples massage course, and I need someone to try it out on. Do you want to come over?" And it's supposed to be sexy, but I promise I'm not going to touch anything I'm not supposed to. And I was, you know, with a girlfriend at the time. She's like, "Oh my god, that's a pickup line."
No, really? How could you tell?
Now, to his credit, he was a complete gentleman, but it was so good
for the first 10 minutes.
That night was, you know, it was... Anyway, we're married now, so long story short, potent stuff.
Yes, he did very well. And at the moment, Adam was close to maybe proposing, but we were outside basically while Jin was on air, and we were being, I was learning how to massage you, Ads, wasn't I?
You were.
So I had to use, apparently a lot of couples tend to use too many thumbs.
Well, they use, if you use your thumbs too much, your hands tire out really quickly. You did quite well, though. Oh, it was all a nice open hand technique.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's my karate, the open hand. I know how to go with that. But shot. Adam, I massaged your shoulders, back, neck, and I was going too fast at the beginning, but then I slowed down. And then
off
we...
like a rocket.
Story of my life. I learned a lot from that, which is brilliant. So I'll be able to use that outside of the work environment, which is great news. And I believe we are, you take seminars, do you, for couples, I believe?
Yeah, we do. It's a 3-hour course.
Okay.
Well, there's two courses. You can do the 2-hour course, you can do the 3.5-hour course.
All right, okay. And this takes place at the Como Hotel.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, very excitingly, due to popular demand, you've decided to do a gay one for the first time, and it's happening this Saturday?
This Saturday morning, 10:15. At the Como.
We're giving away a pass to the first caller through, so 96992949. If you want to learn how to make your partner melt, give us a call. First caller through, you'll be able to win win a pass to go to the course.
Just to confirm, you actually have to bring a partner with you.
Yes.
You can't just turn up on your own and you get supplied a partner. So you have to be a Joy member, so have your membership number ready. So if you can first caller through on 96992949, 96992949, get on those phones for a chance to win this Make Your Partner Melt, which you can check them out.
Now, if you're single, there are a few establishments open on Friday night.
Find yourself a partner.
And head on down to makeyourpartnermelt.com.au.
Would I be right in saying that if two friends wanted to come along and just learn, that would be okay?
Definitely,
as well?
Definitely, yeah.
Because then you could use
PG rated, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Just PG for friends.
It's PG rated for everyone.
Okay.
It's what happens behind closed doors later on. That, you know, we go into a bit of theory on that, but it's by no means a tantric sex course or anything like that during the day.
It was getting quite close to that in the Joy Studios earlier today off air.
Unless you've got
the
same sort of chemistry that these two had.
I thought so, because I wonder why these were fogging up a bit. What's going on here?
Well, Dennis and Emma, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
And you can check them out at makeyourpartnermelt.com.au. That's makeyourpartnermelt.com.au.
Hi, this is Robert Gant. You may know me as Ben from Queer as Folk. You're with the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.